Welcome back to Aetherin. This is the first episode of the spin-off show, The Damned Caravan. These episodes are shorter than the regular show and also have other voice actors in. If you're new to the story, I would suggest you listen to the first season, though it is not a requirement to follow the story. One thing I would strongly advise for new listeners or veterans alike is that before proceeding, you listen to the opening scene of the episode entitled Dark Origins, as the story herein follows on from those events. Now, with all that being said, here it is, episode 1 of The Damned Caravan.
I assure you, Bowen, we have done all we can. You witnessed it for yourself.
What if there was a way? What if we kept him here, beneath Vanguard? In a vigil chamber. Arimar will find a way to bring him back, I am sure of it.
Arimar is not what he once was. You know this. He is old and tired. His wits are fading, my friend. I am sorry, but your brother is gone.
This is not right.
Believe me when I say I take no comfort in this. But we have acted swiftly, and the threat is contained.
I can't understand how this has happened. Surely there is a way we could...
The Church in Alantir has already demanded we hand him over.
No.
With our ties as unsteady as they are. But I have convinced them to let us deal with it. For the sake of the Order's honor.
Thank you, Grimmas.
The Black Fells is the only place safe enough to contain the demon.
Were my parents alive to see this? The Caladan bloodline will now die with me.
Your brother made that decision, not you, Bowen.
What happens to his soul now, Grandmaster?
His soul? He is in the afterlife, and at rest with his wife and your nieces. Take comfort in that, Bowen. As for his body, I have tasked Yashella with seeing that he is cremated in accordance to the rites of our God.
My thanks. When are we to leave? I need to prepare.
You will not be leaving.
It is my burden. I wish to see it through.
You will remain here. Is that understood? As for when they leave, they already have.
Aetherin Dark Saga presents The Damned Caravan.
Days later, the Road of Iron, Northern Kalendor. The chain glows softly, its blue light pulsing steadily within the surrounding darkness. From beneath a leather covering, a body lays unmoving, encapsulated by enchanted linkage which serve as its bonds. The now bound corpse had once been a father and husband, as well as a brother to a one Sir Bowen Caladan. A knight bound in lifelong service to the Argent Order. Argilus Caladan, as he had been known in life, is now no longer. Instead, he is a vessel, a puppet, enslaved to the will of a demonic host, the insidious and cruel Archdemon Astaroth. Outside the wagon's hold, the makeshift prison creaks and bounces as the wheels it rides atop roll along the uneven cobbles of the Road of Iron. From behind the troop, a lone rider makes his way past, slowing his mount to a trot, intent on speaking with his superior. She, like her fellow icons, was second only in rank to Grandmaster Torvinson himself, and she had been appointed by him to take this command.
Arconia Sela!
Yorick, welcome back. I trust all is clear.
It is, my Archon. There's no sign of anyone following. A few merchants and pilgrims headed to Yulantia, but nothing unusual for this far north of Kalendor.
Go speak to Knight Aval. Do not alarm him, but I want all prepared should the situation change. There is reports of brigands as well as other things around these woodlands.
Other things?
Mainly cultist activity, but it will serve us to be vigilant.
Surely, not so close to the capital, my lady.
Do you question my sources, Yorick?
Of course not, my lady. I will speak with Avail now. Your will, my Archon.
Yashella perched upon the passenger seating of the wagon, one arm resting upon a leather satchel, a map of Northern Kalendor in hand. The other was at the ready, clasped around the hilt of her arming sword. A long-formed habit of preparedness, keenly sharpened senses honed by a near lifetime spent fighting and hiding amongst the wasteland dunes of Sundara. This was not her first time in command, and it showed in her easy time of it. Before all of this, before the Order, she had been a leader of warriors, the Jackals of Sundara, fighting a guerrilla war against some of the very same men she now served beside. But that was another life. Over a decade ago, in fact. But it was her life nonetheless, and she would not be allowed to forget it. Not if her expected guest had any say in the matter. Though she knew of his presence, she did not turn to look at him. Instead, she reopened the map, laying it across her leather-armored thighs, keeping the material taut as she pretended to read its contents.
Icon Yashella!
Icon Syriac!
You have ordered my men without my permission. Nothing has changed. There are protocols to be adhered to. Even now.
You must forgive my presumption. I had thought the Grand Master gave me command of this duty.
That he may well have. But know this. These men serve under me and will do as I order. You will do well to know your place, woman. Stick to your trickery and your subterfuge.
If a simple act of warning has bruised your ego, Syriac, then I apologize. I'll be sure to run it by you if we are attacked, that we may wait until you give the order to defend ourselves.
Do not push me, Yashella. We are equal in rank and standing.
But not in brains, I see. Once we return to Vanguard, feel free to bring your grievances up with Grandmaster Torvinson. Until then, I respectfully ask that you allow me to do my duty in my role as assigned by our superiors.
Lead. Do as you wish, woman. Take your lead. But know this. The Grandmaster will hear of this. Some darn bitch. Yeah!
Smirking at how easy it had been to goad Syriac, Yashella then felt a small pang of regret alongside the amusement. She knew she should be keeping the men all on her side, not driving a wedge between them. But before she could ponder the matter further, a noise from behind returned her attention to the duties at hand.
Aina, how is our captive? Aina!
She turned and lifted the material covering, allowing her words to penetrate the darkness within the wagon.
How bold it! Aina!
My apologies. I am trying to focus. He is still at rest, but the Aegis is working well with the chains.
This is well. I think you have earned a rest, Einar. When you are ready for it, have your role take your place.
As you say, my lady, the rest will be welcome.
Ysella felt pity for Einar, as well as his fellow mage Uriel. They alone were tasked with maintaining the energy which powered the Aegis. The Aegis was uniquely crafted for this task, forcing the demon into a suspended state, halting any gathering power from taking hold within its vessel. The spell required their constant focus to maintain, and drained the pair intensely. She had done what she could to make the ride as comfortable as possible, having the rest of the troop bring them what they required when they required it. She had heard no complaints from the others. After all, they were not envied in this duty. None would switch places with them, even if they could.
How long have you been in the altar, Einar?
2 years now. But I am no longer an initiate, my lady.
And now tasked with this? You must be skilled indeed to be given such a duty.
I have studied hard under Icon Isar, and he has praised my efforts to the Grand Master. I aspire to his position one day.
A prestigious position, one that does not come easy. It is good to have goals, young Einar. You know, the mages of Sandara study hard from the days their talents are discovered. I have no doubt the order requires much the same.
Oh, very much so. But I welcome it. In Arteria, many frowned upon my abilities, Lunaren's followers especially. Yet now, within the Order, I am gaining acceptance. My skills are tolerated now I have put them to use in the service to Galador.
You're more than tolerated with myself, Aina. I'm glad to have you in this group. You'll do well within the ranks, I'm sure of it.
I thank you for those kind words.
Besides, I can always use a scryer, should you wish to change roles.
I appreciate the offer, my lady. My thanks.
How fares the captive?
Dormant, and should remain that way.
Give thanks to Galandor for a small mercy.
With the words still upon her lips, Ysella bolted upright, letting loose the map from her grasp as she did so. Not noticing, but Einar barely caught it, narrowly saving the vital tool from being lost in the caravan's wake. She frowned, wrinkling the dark skin of her forehead as she focused. She had been watching the approach of the Bren Gadic forest with great interest, and now, as they neared, a lone rider approached at speed, bursting forth from beneath the shadow of the browning canopy.
Halt!
What's going on?
Halt!
From out of the clearing, a tall man upon a chestnut mount rode forth. His leather armor had been darkened to the color of soot. A thick head of dirty blonde hair slicked back, revealing a handsome face marked with small scars that did little to mar his appearance.
Alec, you took your time.
I have news for you, my Icon. The road ahead is clear, but there is something you need to see.
Mm-hmm.
That was episode 1 of The Damned Caravan, featuring the voices of Michelle Booz, who plays Yashella, Icon of Shadows, Gabriel Alvarez, who plays Ina and Yorick, Kevin Barmer, who plays Icon Syriac, Randy Greer, who plays Alec. Although there is no schedule for the episodes, if you would like early access to them, you can do so by joining the Patreon at the $2 level. Your contributions and support will go on to fund the second season, as well as help with the costs of hosting the podcast. If Patreon's not for you, but you'd still like to support the show, I now have a TeePublic store. There you'll find the new and improved artwork, as well as an alternative red version, which is my personal favourite. A link for both the Patreon and the TeePublic store will be in the show notes. All music was created by Randy Greer from the excellent Blackstar, Blackstar Chronicles, and the latest sci-fi horror, The Culling, an immersive choose-your-own-adventure podcast which has more than a few recognisable voices in. The trailer teaser for this show is coming up next, so please check it out. I promise you won't regret it. Thanks for listening.
Day one here at Ice Station Cedar.
You know how many we found when we rebuilt this place? The breeding in the pipes.
Hey, I heard those things when I landed. Should I be worried?
It's the snow stalks. They're in the compound. Someone shut off the perimeter.
They gorge themselves.
Get to Control B. Take my tag. Go.
I need to know how long I've been this way.
Reconciling pain from our past. Maybe the bravest thing any of us gets to do.
Just hope you taste good, kid.
When you're out here in the snow, you try, and you try, but you never really get a grip. They're waiting out there.
Parker!
Hello?
There's a shuttle on pad 4. Get there now. Move fast.
Go! It's in my head! By the way.